Next item on the agenda is Mark Crossland, 09-0548. Mr. Bacon.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Commissioner, Commissioners. This case you heard last month and was required to come back in front of you guys. Letters were sent out to both the contractors for them to show up today. Mr. Connors just sent a fax in stating why he could not be here. Mr. Delaney told me he was going to send a fax in that he could not be here because he had no money to drive down here because he's been out of work for like 9 months and his children, he had no one to babysit for them. So let me get these out to the commission. And there's also a letter in here from Mr. Crossland about the newspaper article that was ran. The only changes to this, if you guys want to see this, I'll go through it again. The only changes were that both of those letters were sent out to the contractors for them to appear today before the commission.
Can you read into the record the letter from Mr. Connor dated Monday, December 14, 2009?
Yes, sir. This is from Mr. Connors to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, which had my reading glasses.
Want to borrow mine?
I'd enter into a contract with Mr. Mark Crossland to build a dock with an L on one side and a covered boathouse with the open sides and an A roof on the other side with a wraparound catwalk. I applied for a permit from VMRC, which was granted. During the construction, Mr. Crossland said that he wanted to put a deck on top of the boathouse rather than a roof. I explained to him that it was not in the approved permit granted by VMRC. Mr. Crossland told me he had a deck on his old boathouse and felt, therefore, that he would be no problem having one, the new boathouse, that he was a lawyer and that if there was any issues that he would handle it. I told him if he wanted to put a deck on the new boathouse, I knew a carpenter, Bobby Delaney, that had worked for me in the past and could do the work, but he would have to pay him direct and not pay him through me because I was not part of the contract or the permit. I apologize for not being here, but I am dealing with cancer and very unwell.
All right. Can you go to where you feel is appropriate in evaluation now just to wrap up staff's position?
Summary recommendation. When reviewing proposals to build over state-owned submerged lands, commissions, subaqueous guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, the water dependency and necessity of the proposed structure. Staff does not consider the flat roof deck or larger than authorized pier platform to be either water-dependent or necessary. In addition, the sum total of all the combined deck areas is now in excess of 400 square foot authorized by code. The pier platform area alone is approximately 501 square feet, and the flat roof deck adds an additional 448 square feet, resulting in a total deck area of 949 square feet. As such, staff recommends you direct the removal of the flat roof structure and the staircase at a minimum in lieu of complete removal of the reconstruction of the roof. We believe the stairs and the railings should be removed. We would have no objection to your approval of the additional 101 square feet of pier platform, since it represents only a minor increase in the pier deck over which was authorized by code, and the neighbors have not objected. Should the commission elect to grant approval for all or any portion of the unauthorized structure, staff believe an appropriate civil charge should be assessed to Mr. Crossland. In this case, while we believe the environmental impact is minor, we consider the degree of deviation major, considering the fact that Mr. Crossland, as a practicing attorney, should have been aware of the legal requirements for permits, as well as the fact that he had been unwilling to divulge the contract information. In the event we are unable to determine the role of the contract, additional action against him may also be warranted.
Any questions on Mr. Bacon?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Yes, sir.
Forgetting about the boathouse and the deck and up there, on the main part of the dock, the lower part of the dock,
yes, sir.
Your report or briefing material say that we're, what, 101 square feet over the 400 square feet normally allowed?
Yes, sir.
How do we compare with what was requested in the permit?
Okay, right here on the original permit, if you just take this structure right here and you get rid of the 6 foot right there, this structure would have given him approximately the 400 square feet he asked for. This structure right here originally was only supposed to be 5 foot wide, with this going out 5 foot, giving him a catwalk, which is authorized by state code.
All right, so the pot?
This right here right now is 15 feet by approximately 10 feet.
And that was supposed to be 5 feet?
That was supposed to be 5 feet, yes, sir.
And over here, this was supposed to be how wide?
That was original, and it's approximately 400 square feet. I would have to look at the drawing, sir.
Okay, so not as big as it is.
No, as big as it, that would have been, help me if I'm wrong, Dan, that would have been basically what was statutorily authorized,
yes,
which you see to the right-hand side, yes, or right through there. And then the catwalks are permitted and exempted as far as the actual square footage along that way, as long as they're no wider than 5 feet,
yes,
correct, all the way around the edge.
Yes.
But what he did is he came out and extended it beyond the 5 feet, an additional 5 feet, correct?
It's no longer a catwalk.
It's no longer a catwalk, it's decking.
Right, so the whole thing is...
The whole thing is then counted.
That thing is 15 feet by 9 feet 5 inches.
Right.
And the other thing is 20 by 18, approximately 4.
Well, if he were to reduce this back to 5 feet, then would he be in compliance and under 400 square feet?
No,
still
sir.
No.
Because he has this 448 square feet up here of decking.
No, I'm not counting that.
Okay, not counting. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The base would be all right if he brought this into alignment.
Yes, sir. If he brought that to 5 feet and everything else, then he would be under the statutory 400 square feet.
Okay.
However, just to bring it back into context, staff in their recommendations are not having any problem with the additional footage that goes around. The problem remains with the decking that's on the top and the stairwell. That's
I understand staff not having a problem with it, but
absolutely. Got you covered, loud and clear. Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Bacon. Mr. Crossland here. Good morning, sir. Mr. Crossland, you were previously sworn. I swear you again. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. First, do you have anything that you'd like to say in response to the letter from Mr. Connor?
Mark Crossland. I understand what Mr. Connor's saying. I can't say anything else. When I basically dealt with him, he was going to do all the work. At that period of time, he basically was not going to, he could not do that, so he was the one, as I said last time, was the contractor. He hired people. When this gentleman over here basically said something about Mr. Delaney, I did not hire Mr. Delaney. If you can go through the record, when you sent to Mr. Delaney a letter, he lives in Thornton or Lake Ann. I have contractors that I use at that period of time, a Don Blair, a Todd, and I can't remember his last name right now, who I would have hired to do that work. He's the one that said, you can do this, and then you have to get a special permit after it's done. I wrongly did it, and that was my stupidity and so forth.
All right.
And I know you have questions, and I know you were very frustrated with me last
night. No, I was not frustrated. I was very direct.
Okay.
It's a difference between, I'm frustrated when I don't know what's going on. When I do know what's going on and I have some concerns about what's being provided to me, that's being direct.
With your commentary last time, and if you would look at the letter, and I thought by sending it last week on Potomac News, at that period of time through the Potomac News, as well as the affidavit from my staff, it was never sent to them. And as I said to you, or trying to, when you got up for lunch and so forth, and said to me, we need to find why you're not applying or why you're not doing things. And I did for you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
At that period of time, we found out what Mr. Bacon had sent was never sent to my home, nor whatever. And it's just like the last case in which a wrong zip code was used. I don't know how he got it to the Potomac News. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just telling you that I did what I was supposed to do. My gentleman who came in to look over that,
well,
at that period of time, I tried to correct that.
Well,
the other thing is, when this gentleman over here said that I hired Mr. Delaney, I did not hire Mr. Delaney. Mr. Connors hired Mr. Delaney to do the work. I did not know Mr. Delaney.
Well, do you now know Mr. Delaney?
Do I know him?
If Mr. Delaney walked through that door, would you know Mr. Delaney?
Yes, sir.
Yet he actually hammered, nailed, did the work on your pier, according to Mr.
I'm not questioning that now.
Let me finish. Are you telling me that during the entire phase of this construction project, you were not around ever to supervise it or ever to see who was down there working on the dock?
Sir, if I may.
Okay. Answer the question.
Well, there were gentlemen down there.
Was Mr. Delaney one of the gentlemen that was down there?
I have to say he probably was, but I wasn't.
Probably or was?
Mr. Delaney had to be on my property. I'm not saying he wasn't. What I'm saying to you, sir, is that basically at that period of time, I was not there Monday through Friday when they were working. At that period of time, at that juncture, I have to say Mr. Delaney, because that's what basically it is. When that gentleman said Mr. Delaney, at that period of time, I knew there was other people, because Bill did not do any of the work.
Okay.
He had the people who drove his piers. It was his boat that brought all the piers down. It was his boat who brought all the wood. He bought all the wood for that project. The stairwell there is his.
At the end of the day, who did you pay for this project?
I paid Mr. Connor and Mr. Delaney.
Further questions?
So you didn't pay
Mr. Schick.
You didn't pay Mr. Delaney separate from Mr. Connor.
Say that again?
You paid Mr. Delaney for the work he did separate from Mr. Connor.
Right, but Mr. Connor is the one that hired him and then said that he was not going to do the deck, and then he said, I will find someone, and that's what he did.
So he subcontracted out everything else except for this deck. You paid for the deck separately.
Well, basically, on the deck, I paid that. On the piers, he brought other people in.
And he paid those people.
That is correct.
Why didn't he want to pay Mr. Delaney?
He basically said, I had to pay Mr. Delaney because he hired him. So that's why I did that.
Because he hired him.
He hired him for me.
Right.
And that's what I was trying to explain last week. I hired Mr. Connor to do all the work. He said, I'm not going to do that top. You're going to have to hire Mr. Delaney. So I paid Mr. Delaney, because he negotiated a price with Mr. Delaney, keeping some for himself, and basically hired Mr. Delaney.
But you had to pay him, even right. though he negotiated the price.
Right. The only contract I had was with Mr. Connors. I did not have a contract with Mr. Delaney. I had nothing with Mr. Delaney at all.
But you paid Mr. Delaney separately.
I did.
Questions? Follow up to the letter. Did you tell Mr. Connor that you were a lawyer, and if there were any issues, that you would handle it as far as the after-the-fact permit?
I did not say that. He told me that when we were doing this, that because of the after-the-fact in Aquia, where you gentlemen had approved that in Aquia, because of the fact that they had a sauna or a hot tub on top, that there would be no problem with that. So that's why I did it.
Okay. Mr. Tankard.
So let me make sure I'm straight here. Mr. Connors is saying that he didn't want to build the deck, which would have been a roof because it didn't comply with the permit. And you understood that?
I understood that, but he told me that it would be okay, that the commission would not have a problem with that. So I paid attention that I should not have done it.
Further question? Well, it's very obvious to me that there is a number of indiscretions from the beginning. As from initially, we didn't know who the contractor was. The contractor was Mr. Connor. Now the contractor is Mr. Delaney. The bottom line is, it is what it is, gentlemen of the commission. And the staff is making a recommendation. I'll put the matter before the commission for action and decision. Mr. Robbins. I'm sorry. Mr. Schick had his hand up.
I move that we direct the removal of the flat roof, A-frame roof, to be installed as the permit was approved. Staircase, of course, to be removed. And he can keep the extra 100 feet. Yeah, of course, you know, the railing removed because an A-frame roof will have to be put back if he wants a roof.
Did you have a comment before a second? I've kind of...
I was just going to offer a motion. We can go ahead.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Holland. Substitute motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just a couple of points I think we need to discuss. I think that, as I understand the motion, it's requiring that an A-frame roof be put in place. I think we would simply have an order to remove, and then if they want to apply for something else, the commission could consider an application for something different. However, I think that the other part of the project that was also non-compliant, I think the staff has generally described the project as having a high degree of non-compliance and relatively low environmental impact. So I asked the maker of the motion if he would consider adding a civil charge in order to let the applicant keep the additional decking that would be consistent with a severe degree of non-compliance with minor environmental impact. I think on this structure that we have in front of us, it's clearly designed to accommodate a non-water-dependent use and as such is inconsistent with the commission's policies. And I think it's clear as a matter of record that the applicant was well aware of the fact that this structure was not consistent with the conditions of the permit. It was not consistent with what had been applied for or permitted, and as such really represents a very substantial disregard for this commission's permitting authority and the laws of the Commonwealth. So I have no problem supporting a motion to order the removal.
And as a point of law, Mr. Grant, if you can help me, I think although the maker of the motion had intended goodwill and intended well, I don't think we can compel someone to build something. I think we can.
Yeah, I said if he wishes.
If he wishes, okay.
If he wants to have a roof, he can do it as permanent.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I should have let Mr. Robbins do the motion. He did such a good job. Yes, I will accept the $1,800 civil. That's what would come out, minimal and major. Minimal environmental, major degree of noncompliance.
Just a point of clarification then, could I ask the maker of the motion to restate the motion so that we make sure we have all the elements of it on the record?
I move that we direct removal of the flat roof, railing, and stairway. If he wishes to have a roof, he can build it back as permitted, pitched roof. He may retain the additional square footage of coverage of the lower deck, as staff recommended, with a penalty of minimal environmental major degree of noncompliance and triple permit fees.
So that's $1,800?
Yes.
Plus triple permit fees?
Yes.
Seconder of the motion, accept that.
Accept.
Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You have a right to appeal the commission's decision. Did you understand what was passed? Mr. Crossland, I would like for that to be certain before you leave.
What Mr. Schick is saying, if Mr. Bacon approves the roof that was on there, that can go back on there?
The bottom line is that structure has to come off. That flat roof structure and the stairwell has to come off.
Is that it?
The previously applied for plan, if you build it according to the specifications, is acceptable. You are allowed to keep the additional decking, which was initially 5 feet, which is now whatever it is, around the L edge of it, okay? And you're charged $75 in permit fees and $1,800 in civil charge for violation or noncompliance. That's what the ruling of the commission is.
And is there a time period? I understand the money. I mean, if I could have 30 days to... Hey, the commissioner, do you want to
reactivation of the permit? Can you reactivate the permit, Bob? How does that work procedurally?
Well, it's an 09, so the permit is probably still valid.
Was it a $25 fee?
Yes, sir. The original A-frame.
Come for Mr. Bacon, I'm on the record.
The original A-frame that he applied for, I got the thing here, was no permit necessary because both of the neighbors signed off on it. It was less than 100, 700 square foot. So I think that would still be applicable.
Okay, so there is no permit.
No, it was an NPN.
So we would still, under the 09 number, convert it from an NPN to a permit. We'd issue a permit. It would have the $75. It would have the revised drawings, which now show the 9.5 by 15 plus
And be good for how long?
3 years.
3 years?
Permit.
That's correct. 3 years to do that. How many, what was the total duration of time that we gave the last gentleman to pay the civil charge?
90 days.
And that's pretty fine.
And removal of the
traffic rules. That's what I was meant. So it's 90 days to remove that.
That's correct.
Now, do I have to, one more question, if the weather is bad that I can't get it done, do I need to come back to Mr. Bacon?
You work with him. You work with him. He has a problem. He can communicate with his supervisor. We've never been in a position from a commission perspective not to work with those that want to work with us, where we're going to do a problem in situations like this.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.